Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School.
Renaming of Trafalgar Square, April 22nd, 1999. On this day, 22nd of April 1999, an act which was called the Trafalgar Square Change of Name Act 1999 was passed into law, thereby removing from our capital the name of a battle fought between France and Britain, some 4,000 miles away from Barbados. The new name for that piece of land at the eastern end of Broad Street in Bridgetown was to be National Heroes Square. The removal of the name Trafalgar Square from the vocabulary and minds of Barbadians was thus brought about after only 2 days of parliamentary debate and discussion. This was something new and astonishing because the area had been known as Trafalgar Square for 192 years. More importantly, because of its association with the famous battle which took place in 1805, it was regarded as a sacred space, both in name and because it contained the very important statue of Horatio Lord Nelson, the English Admiral. By 1998, however, a new generation of politicians of the Barbados Labour Party was in power, led by the Right Honourable Owen Seymour Arthur, who had studied history and economics at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus. This party decided to break with tradition and to create in the minds of Barbadians a new nationalistic feeling. Arthur reminded the House that his government was carrying out its commitment of its election manifesto of 1999 to establish a National Heroes Square and a National Heroes Gallery. For her part, the Honourable Mia Amor Motley stated, "The same inspiration that would cause us to want to do our very best for the people of this country would be the same inspiration that would cause us to want to ensure that in renaming the square, we are taking an action that is reflective of the will of the majority." The Honourable Billy Miller declared, "I have no difficulty with it now being called National Heroes Square." For her, the original Cape Trafalgar had no relevance to Barbadians whatsoever. Thus, Barbados entered its 34th year of independence and the year 2000 with a new National Heroes Square, although the statue of Lord Nelson would still dominate the space. The renaming of Trafalgar Square on 22nd April 1999 was an easy exercise, but the removal of Lord Nelson's statue would take another 21 years to happen.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.